back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. It's Fridays. That's Fridays with Sandy Williams. Let's go to the phone lines. And Tom from L.A. Tom, don't tell me you're pyrotechnic guy, too.
No, first off, we the people are the government. And we must.
Come on, Tom. Let's talk about fireworks. I'm kidding. Go ahead.
Second, the Republican Party is the party of murder and of pro-death. I want to ask a question. What is the – everyone really is complaining about gas prices and all of these types of things. What is the return on investment on fireworks?
Yeah. No, you're right.
It's one of the most idiotic things in the world.
Oh, gosh.
So, what is the return on investment? Because it reminds me kind of our military.
No, it's definitely that. It definitely excites the part of the human nature that unfortunately is excited by also warfare. I mean, it clearly is. It's a bit like the NFL and the flyovers at the NFL football games. I mean, it's all part of the gladiator.
Another thing that we're wasting our taxpayer dollars on. But, yeah, okay,
sure.
I'm sorry.
You know, Tom, I thought I was raining on a parade, but
I'm raining on this parade. Especially, you know what? If you have fireworks as a city,
did you like fireworks as a kid?
Now this is one thing, Tom. The fireworks in Milwaukee are donated by, so the government doesn't pay for like the big thing that happens in the city that they put on.
Community.
See, I don't have a problem.
I think most municipalities it's donated as well, but.
Right, I don't have a problem with the city doing it, and you know everyone going down and watching them and all that kind of stuff. I'm talking about the war zones that happen within our neighborhoods.
Oh yeah,
and I'm talking about the fact that, you know, I mean, we were kids, we had sparklers and stuff, and we'd go and watch the fireworks at the river or whatever it was, where people that were professionals did it.
Right.
The whole thing. But the thing is, this other thing that's going on in this country with, first of all, you got people with PTSD from wars that think they're back in a war, so they're completely flipped out. Then you got animals that are just absolutely devastated from fireworks that they can't even function the next, couple of days after the fireworks go off. And the fireworks go off.
Tom. So, Tom, I would say that there'll probably be people who say, I agree with everything Tom is saying, but it's only once a year. What would you say to them?
No, it starts in June.
Tom, you're absolutely right. And I probably am going to keep doing it in my backyard. But you are absolutely right.
Yeah, like I said, I don't mind sparklers and all that stuff like when you were kids and stuff, because that was kind of fun and everything. But why is it that, it's the same gun fetish. It's the same military-industrial war complex fetish. It's things that go up in the air, go boom, and then all of a sudden your money's gone. And now you're bitching about, $7 gas. I mean, come on, give me a break.
What about the people who do it who don't have to worry about the $7 gas?
Well, and gas price is going down now,
Yeah.
It's not going down as fast as it went up.
I'm glad you said that, Sandy, because no one gives Joe Biden credit, when things are going up, but they sure give it. They don't give me credit when it's going down, but they sure give it to him when it's going up.
Like I said before, gas is a commodity, and it was going to go down, The news media just covers whatever it is they think might cause people to get hysterical, and obviously, $5.50 gas is expensive, but. And it's going to go down slower than it went up, but I can guarantee you that in 3 months the price will be not what it is today.
Well, they are projecting it somewhere around 370 in the next month and a half.
And I told you I did the CPI adjustment to 1975 gas price, and if you just took inflation on the price of gas in 1975, it would be $4.78 today. So.
And let's not forget, the Republicans are the ones that stopped a bill from price gouging at the pump, where the Democrats put together a bill that said that the oil companies couldn't price gouge, but the Republicans all voted against that idea So let's not forget that before, you know, some of these conservative callers call up and tell us about how big gas prices are and about immigration and you know. I want to say one thing.
Incidentally,
CJ is going to be drowned by the Pacific Ocean with the big blue wave that's going to hit over his face in November.
So
that's my prediction.
All right, Tom. Thank you very much for the call.
Just incidentally,
but it's a waste of money.
On the immigration thing, there was news this morning. In Britain, since Brexit, the farm agricultural industry there has had trouble getting workers, much the way we have trouble getting workers if we don't have Mexican labor to work on it. And to the point that they've had crop failures because crops are rotting in the fields because they don't have people to do the agricultural work to harvest the crops, which is the very problem that people have forecast. And Wisconsin farms recognize their dependence on immigration. So all this tribal anti-immigration stuff and the tribalism that led to Brexit is beginning to cause its problems.
But you know, Sandy, with that and those things dying on the vine, becomes higher prices, even, right?
Oh well, yeah. Part of the shortage is this labor shortage. And so there is, you know, people ignore the dislocation of labor that Brexit has caused, but it's caused a huge dislocation for British labor sources who, I don't know when you traveled in England 3 or 4 years ago, everybody who worked in the travel industry, the people who worked in hotels and everything, were from Poland and outside of much the same way that it is in the United States. Many of the people who work in the United States in the travel business are not native to the United States.
You know, though, Sandy, it's all those, and I won't call those little things, but those are things that the American people have to start paying attention to, right? I mean, what you just said, the fact that these things, there's 372,000 new jobs.
You know, I think the problem is that when fear is the emotion that people are operating out of, fear doesn't look at facts, and fear obliterates the ability to actually see what's going on around you. That's what actually happens in a period of terror.
Right.
People lose contact with the reality, and they're operating on emotional conclusions about what's going on. And that's what's happening in the United States with much of our politics. You know, it's stoked with fear.
Sandy, I want to, you know, continue that discussion when we come back. 844-967-2789 is the number. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. We'll be right back. Is this mine? You can't take it.